That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Jock Reynolds here as always with my great friend, Pooter. Higo Higginbotham, how are you, mate?
Not very well, thank you, Jock.
Wonderful to see you as always, Pooter.
Thank you, Jock.
You've been busy this week?
Yes, Jock.
Crouching one.
Ah, welcome.
How are you going today, buddy?
Ah, fit and strong, ready for fight.
You put in a bit of musculature over the off-season.
Ah, welcome.
Just looking at your upper body, you're looking pretty ripped.
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
Teams are coming together left, right and centre, aren't they?
Agreed, Jock. And Supercoach Gold, a very important resource. We can now see percentage of selections, Jock. And at, of course...
What do you mean? The percentage of selections?
I'm referring to the overall percentage selection of those in the game, Jock. And the number one selection comes as no surprise.
Gary Ablett.
Yes, but what is surprising, he is only currently in 51.86% of teams.
51%?
Yes, Jock.
So what's that? Like 49% of Australia's off their dial?
Well, closer to 52%, so 48%. And it appears Tony Abbott is going in without Ablett.
How?
I have done some...
Is that where you nicked off to the other day?
Yes, I have done some investigative journalism on behalf of the Jock Reynolds community, Jock.
We got some audio?
Yes, Jock.
Let's go.
Mr. Abbott, Peter Higginbotham here from Jock Reynolds. Is it true that you have decided to spill Gary Ablett from your 2015 starting squad?
Look, the last thing Australia needs right now is instability and uncertainty.
Yes, Mr. Abbott, but would spilling Gary Ablett from your starting squad create more instability and uncertainty?
On reflection and after talking to my colleagues, I've decided that the best thing we can do is deal with the spill motion as quickly as possible and put it behind us.
Mr. Turnbull, will Mr. Tony Abbott have any chance in your league going in without Ablett?
Look, he's the Prime Minister. He's made a captain's call.
Mr. Phil Ruddock, are you amazed at Tony Abbott's omission of Ablett?
Well, it is the case that we've never had a written set of rules and...
Surely, however, no Ablett gives you a vote of no confidence.
Look, I made it clear. I was appointed by the leader. I support the leader.
But in your own opinion, Mr. Philip Ruddock, should you be going in with Ablett in your starting lineup?
It is certainly the view I have as to the way it should be dealt with.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen. Peter Higginbotham, Canberra.
I feel like we have this same conversation every bloody year. Is it even worth asking the question again, Peter? Is there any merit to considering not having Gary Ablett in your team? Is there any? If we're in a court case, up there, you know, the bloke with the funny wig on, could there be a case to mount against Gary Ablett this year?
No, Jock.
None?
No, does not warrant a discussion.
I agree.
I could see this bringing the downfall of Mr. Tony Abbott.
Yeah. Well, if he wants to lead our country, Peter, and he wants to go into a Supercoach season without Gary Ablett, he's lost me vote. He can get stuffed. Spill him. What do they do? Are they doing a spill?
He not come, mate, Jim.
Gracie, what about yourself, mate? Is there any point talking about it?
No. We not talk this. We need talk. Who your starting primos,
yeah,
Mr. Jock.
Well, we know that 48% need a good hard look at themselves to start with. Yes. We haven't got him yet.
Yes, I think this come down to super five, top five. How many of these top five you have in your team? Yeah. Ablett? Everyone have. Lockliffe, Pendlebury, five, Selwood.
Yeah.
How many of these men you need? You need at least bloody three of these.
Two at the bare minimum.
Maybe four.
Two as minimum. If you had two as a minimum, you'd want to have a very sort of robust belly of quality semi-premium midfielders, wouldn't you?
Agreed. Interestingly, Jock, at this stage, only 29% of coaches have Pendlebury.
Goodness me.
19% Selwood. As little as 13.9%
have Rockliffe.
Is that suggesting that there's a lot of super coaches who are spreading premiums across the field and not focusing on their midfield structures?
Yes, it appears that many many are going in with perhaps some speculative picks, such as Rich Jock.
How many got him?
22.3%. This worries me, Jock. Mm. And he has been talk of the pre-season, but I can see him as a potential trap.
So at this stage, have you got Daniel Rich in your team?
No, Jock.
Righto.
No, I do not. Daniel Rich, priced at $348,300, mid only, could create a conundrum. His career average to date is 84, coming back from an ACL. Yes, a potential stepping stone. Why have we not been talking about Daniel Wells, Jock?
We should. I think we should.
Ugly.
But I'm not as concerned about Daniel Rich as you, Higo. What's he priced at 81? Any bloke that comes out in his debut season and scores 700s in his first season, we need to take heed of. But I'm not here to discount Daniel Wells. Not many people are talking about him either, Peter. Perhaps we need to.
Only 7 games last year for Wells, priced a little more at a 361-400. However, the 3 seasons prior averaged between 96-104. Definitely, I feel, more mid-time than Rich, greater point potential. And yes, a mid-priced pick, very dangerous.
30 now, 30 years old, teeth are long. If you measured his teeth 5 years ago and measured them now, you'd have a 20% increase in tooth length.
Excellent, Jock.
And Dexter, I think Dexter, when he wrote about Daniel Wells up in the pre-season research index, said it best when he said, injury and inconsistency has stunted Daniel Wells' rise to supercoach elitehood.
This bloody...
I haven't heard it put as well as that.
And Rich, same. Why you go Rich? Maybe both burn men.
Well, maybe they are both burn men. And I want to say here to you, I'm not here to write off either of these blokes, but I'm not here to say that I should put both of those in my team either. You can't put both, though, can you? You can't go into team with a Rich and a Wells. That's too much risk across the belly of your midfield. Would you agree?
Agree, Jock. Sound wisdom.
Daniel Rich, we'll start with him. Yeah, he's had injury concerns. Yeah, he's a special footballer. But I reckon whether he's coming off the back line or whether he goes into the guts, re the Hanley conundrum, I think he can score consistently well above that 81. Granted, forthwith, hereforth, henceforth, that he stays on the park. If he stays on the park, you can't go wrong with Daniel Rich. But you'd say the same about Daniel Wells, couldn't you?
Yes, Jock. And
here's the conundrum.
A lot of the Rich trap has occurred because of Piers Handley's injury. Brett Burton, the high-performance coach at Brisbane, did you not interview him, Jock?
Yeah, we had the Birdman in. Let's go to the press conference, should we?
This bloody interesting.
Yeah, good. G'day, Brett. Thanks for coming into the bungalow today for this impromptu interview about Piers Handley, mate. Couple of things. How's he going? What's your deal with his hip? When you answer the question also, if you could just press play on that little tape deck next to you, we want to have a little bit of a sound effect behind your speaking, please. So how's Piers?
Yeah, so Piers had some hip pain in the right side of his hip a couple of weeks after Christmas, which started to resolve when we deloaded his training and then built him back up again.
Deload. Yeah, deload is it's a wonderful word to describe how you just ease someone out of training, isn't it? Rather than just say ease his workload or pull him out of training, I think delayed's a wonderful word.
Ah, yes. Scratching one deload take a while to build up again too.
Well, with the deloading, I suppose you're giving him the best chance of hitting the park maybe, before mid-season, would you say?
The bad news was what we thought was his good hip was actually worse than his bad hip. So his left side was had significant cartilage loss.
Significant. So when might he be returning, Brett?
The bad news is, it's gone from what we thought would possibly be a 12-week injury to more like an 18 to 20-week injury.
Yeah, and that was me speaking to Brett. And that last part there was the key. Put a line through him for the season now. Put a line through him for the season. Where's it leave your Riches? Where's it leave, I'm talking Brisbane, where's it leave your Beamses, your Rockliffs? How does it change the dynamic down at Brisbane?
Excellent, Jock.
And specifics to Daniel Rich. I mean, he's becoming a real theme this evening.
Yes, Jock, and I for one, do not like the selection, much like you do not like Higgins.
No, I don't like... Just wanted to finish. So Daniel Rich, you won't select in your team?
Not at this stage, Jock.
But you will select Sean Higgins?
Yes, Jock.
You'll ignore the logic of Daniel Rich, young gun, He can play off half-back, he can play midfield, he can score well off both. You know, rare combination of elite contested possession percentage and elite efficiency percentage. You're going to stare in the value and you're going to say Sean Higgins.
I can see a classic Rich NAB Cup trap. He will look very good in the NAB Cup, bouncing off half-back, running through, penetrating kicks.
Yeah.
He will not be tagged in the NAB Cup, Jock.
Well,
expect some heat going into him in the season proper.
But do you think they're going to go to him, though? I mean, now they've got Booms, Rockliffe, even Christensen, who can play football. Zorko's a tag. Will they go to Rich? Underdone?
He will take a place in my midfield of A,
yeah,
a potential cash cow rookie, or B, a proven premium. I do not want to take that risk in my midfield.
Well, come on there, Higgins.
Ah.
You're still on Higgins, crouching. Talk some bloody sense to our friend here. That's I feel funny. Like we need to have an intervention, Higgo. Some people on the medias during the week have had a crack at you, on the Twitters. They've been having a crack.
Someone suggested,
and I love you, look me in the eye, you know I love you, but I feel like we need to have an intervention.
That is fine, Jock. I have done my research. Many reasons for picking Higgins. I see him as possibly a top 15 defender. Yes, he will rotate through the middle and play up cross half-back. He has had a full preseason. He did not last year and petered out.
Top 15 defender, did I hear you say?
Yes, Jock.
Is that enough for him to be penciled into your back line? Are you comfortable he'll be in the top 15? Because that you're not selling me. Mate, I used to watch Perry Mason and he'd have me betwixt with his genius in the law cases. You just come into me with top 15, mate. Give me something.
North have enough guns now that Higgins will go unattended. I can see him averaging 90+.
My slipper say me something, Higgin, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, give it to him, Crouching.
Look, Crouching one, hopeful slipper, Mr.
My slippers sing special song, John Higgins.
Yeah, beauty.
Crouching me, Sean Higgins, crouching one like Sean Higgins, slipper say me so. Crouching me, Sean Higgins, crouching one like Sean Higgins, slipper say me so.
What are you saying, man?
Crouching me, Sean Higgins, crouching one like Sean Higgins, slipper say me so.
Well, like Sean Higgins.
No, liking Sean, mate, you're taking the piss out of me, aren't you now? You're saying that you're liking Sean Higgins this year.
Walk on. He have nice bloody hair.
Nice hair, very good. I'm going to tell you what I reckon. 2014, he averaged 76.5 off 20 games, right? 20 games.
No pre-season, Jock.
Righto. Five of those were 100+. Good on you. That's not bad. Five of those were over 100. Eight of them were less than 60. Eight of them were less than 60, Peter and Crouching One. Eight of them were less than 60.
Jock, 410, he can fill a defensive void.
He's priced at 410, priced at 76.5 because he averaged 76.5. Look at me. He made his average, so he made 76.5 seven of his last 20 games. So you're pleased with a bloke who you will lock in fair weather last year, mind you. Fair weather. Last year was as good as we all see Sean Higgins played.
Disagree, Jock.
And he made 76.5 seven times out of 20 games. He's going to be playing with Wells, Del Santo, Zebul, Cunnington, Swallow, Harvey, Basted Bloody Chicken, Luke McDonald's coming of age.
At this stage, only 7.63% of current super coaches own him. He is the 75th ranked selected player. This excites me, Jock.
All right.
This excites me.
I just don't want to see your dear friends going into the team and getting their pants burnt.
Okay.
So I reckon you're getting him, you're buying him at overs.
You spend big dollar in defence?
Yeah.
Or this risk? This risk.
Oh, no, hang on. No, I'm just flustered. No, I don't see myself spending a great deal. I'm not going in with you, you know, with your Malcheskis or even Heath Shaw's probably going to be my, going to hold down the back line.
Okay, he expensive. He over 500.
But I'd rather him with Malcheski. I think Malcheski, you get him at overs and there's too much uncertainty with his move. I'm not satisfied that Malcheski can deliver what he delivered last year. I think Shaw can.
Every pick have Jack Nguyen. Every pick. This good pick because he cheap.
I think so.
And he play midfield time.
Yeah.
Sean Higgin played midfield time too. Not many defender play midfield.
Well,
welcome.
Well, Brad Scott did come out and say he would start in the midfield.
You start to think same like Higgin.
No, I'm not starting to think any of that bloody business. But what's that mean? We'll start him in the midfield. Is he talking NAB Cup? Is he talking pracky matches? What's he mean? Because, like I said before, where are you going to fit him? You got Del Santos, your Zeebles, your cunning Linguses, your basted chicken. You have his, even Luke McDonald, I think they might push up through the midfield this year. I can't see him playing through the midfield.
Andrew Swallow, a much type player of the pre-season, Jock.
Mm, yeah.
Currently selected by 19%, the 28th most selected player. Again, at that awkward mid-price, are you going to be going in with Swallow?
He's there at the moment. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you exactly who's in there from that sort of mid. These blokes I'm talking. Right now, I do have Andrew Swallow in my side, and I do have Daniel Rich in my team.
Oh.
Both of those players.
To risk.
Lekdog put up an article about Swallow today. If you want to see the full thing, the majestic Lekdog put up his review. That makes it 104 players reviewed by the majestic off-season team as well. I don't see much risk. Well, I'm putting some trust in him, you know. Granted, I am putting trust that he can return to something of peak fitness.
Yes.
And I'm doing the same of Rich. So I do feel slightly uneasy that I've got a fair bit of risk in that belly of me midfield. But too much value to be ignored.
Not Melbourne have had early draw. He come out with one little fart. Oh, big problem, your team.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Bit of a soiling. A bit of a potential soiling of the jock, would you say?
I think he could pick. He 491,500.
Yeah, okay.
He most expensive pick in my back line.
So he's sort of anchoring your back line there. Yes. Hibbard's the man.
Yes, welcome.
God, it's sparse back there.
I spend cheap back line.
What about Waters? He's a lovely fellow. It is unrealistic. I've got to say, he's there at the moment just because I want him to succeed, but I can't see Bay Waters getting through the pre-season. I'd be surprised if he hits round one fully fit.
Waters is by far, Jock, the most selected defender. In fact, he is the sixth most selected player at this stage. 41.44% have selected Bo Waters.
That's surprising.
And yes, Jock, if he plays NAB Cup and is fit, I see no reason not to select him.
That's surprising.
Next.
What do you mean that he's sixth out of the whole lot, out of the whole team?
Yes, the most selected defender.
Okay.
The next most selected defender, second selected defender, is Hugh Goddard,
He's a beautiful St Kilda rookie.
40.3%. These stats are all coming off Supercoach Gold, a very valuable investment, Jock.
We don't come here and just bang our bells about nothing, but Supercoach Gold is a good tool.
Agreed.
We've got to admit that, and we have to keep a game that we love nice and strong as well. So, I mean, when they started it, let's be honest, they were just putting the old toe in the water, but it's a bloody good tool now.
Jock, the game has gone up a level.
It has.
Peter Yank, Al Patton should be absolutely proud of themselves.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, mate. Well done, boys.
New computing portal interface is stunning.
I don't even have to bloody ask you how to trade and stuff now. It was pretty bloody swift when I jumped on.
Yes, Jock.
Very swift indeed. Well done.
Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
Wayno, here you go, mate.
How's it going, fellas?
Wayno, welcome.
Hey, fellas. You know,
because,
you know, about my hot tips and stuff like that. I can't do my hot tip until the season starts, fellas. What are we
going to
do, Uncle
Jock?
Tell them.
Should we play the audio, Wayno?
Roll the tape.
Wayno's whispers. Shh. Was that quiet enough, Uncle Jock?
Yes, good.
Stunning, Wayne. Stunning. So what is your whisper, my friend?
So what I'm talking about, the whispers, fellas, what I'm talking about is, like, what, you know, what's going on at the clubs that no one knows about, you know? Like
underground.
Who's training, who's not, who's doing this, who's...
You know what this is? It's just occurred to me, Wayno. You've been bunking with Jay Clark a fair bit. He's been rubbing off on you, hasn't he? You're going all... You're going...
Into the... I crashed on the floor at his place. Him and his missus slept in their bed, and I just slept on the floor there on the mattress. And me and him used to talk a bit during the night. We always talked about super coach and stuff like that. And his missus would go, "Will you two bloody shut up?" And we're like, "No, we've got to talk about super coach. We just love it." She goes, "Oh, bloody hell. Well, just all right then. Just speak quietly.
Hence the whisper. Yeah. Excellent, Wayne. Beautiful. Excellent.
Beautiful.
So, Travis, when I talk about things, like when I talk about different clubs, like what's going on here and there, like if I say the whisper's down at the Cattery,
yeah,
like where do you think that is?
Down at Geelong, mate.
That's right, Father. So if I say, oh, something's going on down the Bear Cave.
Crouching One Special Cave on Freeway?
Oh, Crunchy, no. It's all about bloody Brisbane Lions,
Father. Oh, this smart.
Wayno, tell the community where the whisper is this week, mate.
Oh, fellas. First whisper, Alan Christensen, down at the Bear Cave.
That's down at Brisbane.
Geographically speaking, it would be up, given that he's north from our current location here.
But he's, Alan Christensen is back to full training, fellas, so I don't know, maybe, you know, change the club, because he was at the Cattery, down at Seafood, fellas, you know where Seafood is?
Down at Seafood, St Kilda.
That's right.
Well, Alan Christensen, Wayno, God, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot happening Supercoach wise down at the Bear Cave. We've just been speaking about Daniel Rich, who many people are looking at in their midfield, who'll come in at about 350k. I mean, we're talking about Dane Beams, we're talking about Rockcliffe, Daniel Riches, you know, even your Jack Reddins, your Dane Zorkos and your Christensen.
Oh, the magnificent.
Where does your Christensen fit in? He's a talented footballer. He's proven to us that he can generate some reasonable Supercoach output, Wayno. Are you considering just injecting him into Wayno's War Pigs in season 2015?
Not a chance, because he hasn't done a full pre-season, fellas. You could not squeeze him in there at all. I'm a big, big fan of Bam Bam, that is Dan Rich. If Dan Rich is locked and loaded, fit and ready to go, he's in my midfield side. It's between him and Van Berlo, fellas.
You know what I love about what you've done with Wayno's whispers tonight, Wayno? Wayno's whispers has given us Christensen. You say he's returned to full training, but then you took him away and you said to us, don't be tempted because he's not right, but go Daniel Rich. He's just fired a beacon of warning shot for the unwary. That's what he's done, Crouching.
Why he do whisper and then say don't pick? This bloody crazy.
His whisper is he's coming good, but don't be fooled. Isn't that right, Wayno?
That's bloody right. Don't be fooled.
This crazy talk.
Wayno, I love the introduction of Wayno's whispers, and I'm already looking forward to it next week, mate.
Fellas, I got some more. Are you ready for them?
Right, I'm mate.
Well, Gilbert, down at St. Sifu, he's done his foot, don't bother. Cyprus, his shoulder's rooted. Who's this
Cyprus, man?
Harry Cyprus. Cyprus.
Cyprus.
I like it, Wayne. Yeah. I really like it a lot.
Fellas, if those two guys, like their back line play well, hello, Newsy, hello, is he going to be in your side now, fellas?
Well, who's going to play across half-back, Wayne? That's what I'm worried. Newsy, I reckon they'll inject into the midfield. What are they going to do across half-back? There's going to be an opportunity. Whenever in fantasy footy you have what I call the Reynolds void in a team. And what we've got at St Kilda is a Reynolds void. You've got a series of players who won't be playing in the position that they're accustomed to. Therefore, players will need to slip into that void. And that's where Supercage points come about.
Excellent.
That's bloody right. So also down at the Hawk Nest, fellas.
Righto, mate.
That's the Hawks.
Yes.
We are the full pre-season since 2012, fellas. Down at Hell. You know where that is, fellas?
The demons. The demons, Wayno. These cryptic clues are frighteningly difficult.
Wayno. It's been wonderful to have you on tonight, mate. I'm looking forward to your whispers next week.
Oh, fellas, I'll have some more next week for you. Fellas.
Good boy, Wayno. See you, mate.
Okay.
Bye now.
This remember me game we play as children.
What's that?
Payanmani's whisper. Yeah. You whisper to your friend, who whisper to his friend, who whisper to his friend.
Yeah.
Last man, everybody kicking head.
Righto, Wayno's whispers. Look forward to next week. Now, those statistics, you've got a big ream of them over there. Who else are people picking up early doors in Supercoach, my friend Peter Higginbotham?
Yes, Jock. Before I reveal some ruck and forward statistics, I must say that this information is extremely valuable.
It is.
It can form our strategies. And in the Jock Reynolds magazine, the article regarding game theory, Supercoach economics, we need to know how others within the game are playing this.
It's crucial intelligence, isn't it? It's very important. So, I mean, you have to trust your guts, but this sort of analysis of what other people are doing is crucial.
Knowing how many people have selected your unique picks is important.
Here's a mad go, mate. Sales going well.
Very well, yes, Jock.
They dropped in the pub. What's down at the bottle shop?
Yes, excellent. Peter Skelton helping the community wonderfully. And that is Malvern Road. Look, the details are on the website.
Put it in the show notes. We'll put it in the show notes.
Thank you, Jock.
How are we going in the ruck? What sort of percentages are we looking at of selection?
The ruck is a fascinating conundrum this year, Jock. The most selected players, in fact, unsurprising, Cruiser 27.3% and Nick Nat 25.12%. So Cruiser, the most selected ruck. And third on the list, Leuenberger, 21.67%. So many people going with a mid-priced ruck strategy. The two expensive Goliaths come next, Jacobs 11.18% and Goldstein 8.45%. So interesting to know what others are doing. And I, at this stage, forecast that many are running with two of Cruiser, Nick Nat and Leuenberger.
And isn't there an opportunity there? You mentioned just before you can get good value of looking at those statistics to see what your adversaries are doing. Isn't there an opportunity, as a point of difference, to go against those mid-price ruckmen? And God, there comes risks with each one. I mean, Cruiser, Nick Nat, Leuenberger, they're mid-price for a reason. It's because they're strung together with bloody tin and wire.
Yes, Jock. I would think a point of difference would be starting with Goldstein. Goldstein and one of Cruiser, Nick Nat or Leuenberger. With only 8.45% of selections, one could argue that the set-and-forget strategy would be an excellent point of difference this year, Jock.
Well, I haven't put a line through the skin flute Will Minson yet, either. Oh, I know the ruck tap-out situation's going to hurt him. I don't think it'll hurt him as much as it did last year, mind you, but I feel he is a very underpriced, very solid selection. He is serious consideration for my R1 position this year.
Okay, you say me Denson, you say me bloody...
how many got him?
Hulk Hogan, you say me Clark, Grubby Clay.
They all the top ones in the 40.
Yes, Dane Swan most selected, second behind Ablett, in fact. Forward line, 51.01% have Dane Swan at this stage, over half of coaches, and for good reason. Second most selected player is Hogan. In fact, he is the third most selected Supercoach player at this stage, Jock, at 46.42.
He should be up there. That's fair enough.
Third with Clark, 42.39%.
That disappoints me. That disappoints me. I understand there's the value for money there, but what disappoints me is that bloke not having played football for about 3 years and people trusting him to their forward line without seeing him hit the park in any sort of meaningful manner. I understand, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm not going to begrudge you if you've got him in your forward line. I want to see this bloke earn his position in my Supercoach team this year.
Oh, he's so bloody cheap.
Yeah, I know.
He play round one, you pick busted. Yes, he probably blacked down, but maybe if he stay fit for five game, this win.
I just see him breaking a lot of bloody hearts this year.
Many rookie forward.
Surprises not. Goddard and Delidio, what are they? The 15th and 17th most selected. I expected a bit more than that.
Yes, both around the 25% uptake. Surprising to see Taylor Walker, Jock, 4.92%. 103rd most popular selection.
You got him in your sights, have you?
In and out, Jock.
Yeah, okay.
In and out.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Lance Franklin, Jock, 21.89% have him.
Geez, that's a lot. Yes. That's quite a lot, mate. And considering what we've got on offer up there, I think that's quite a lot.
And while I don't want to get you angry, Dale Thomas.
Shit.
One of my boys again, Jock. I continue to watch him.
What do you mean, one of your boys?
I have talked of him before and been...
Are you still...
lambasted.
Are we talking in, out, or are we talking in?
In, Jock.
Oh, bloody.
And
Peter.
I like community difference.
Coming out of the Bomb Beach Community Hall, we can have a team intervention with my friend Peter. No, I'm just joking, Peter. I mean, I respect your fantasy mastery as much as I do anyone in this country. So, mate, if you're looking at the community and saying you should be considering bloody Higgins and Thomas, you should listen to him. Personally, it's my own opinion, Peter. I think you're off your dial. That's only my bloody opinion.
That's okay, Jock. That's what this game is all about.
It is.
After
this, we'll just kiss and make up and take each other's strides off.
Yes, Jock.
We won't go there, Fab.
You know I am a little bit concerned that almost 20%, 19.88%, have Tom Bellchambers currently.
Well, he's got the dual position. He's got that ruck into forward thing, and you can sort of switch him with one of the cheapest chips ruck boys.
Yes, a risk for mine, Jock, a risk.
And remember, Ryder's gone. So, of course, with Ryder gone, Bellchambers, you would think, steps up in significance in game time and game impact.
Okay, you say me my nephew, Brad Crouching One. Yeah. How many pick him? He bloody good.
How many we got there, Peter?
Right down the list, Crouching, 120th most selected player, 3.97%.
I reckon Baron Von Crowe. You out there, Baz?
I like bloody Crouching One.
Yeah. Baron, if you're out there, mate, I know you are, can you just tweet, have you got Brad Crouch in your team? I'd be interested to see that.
Welcome.
And if you're out there on the Twitters and on the Facebooks, we want to hear about your opinions and all of these blokes. Big g'day, did you see Power to the People, Michael Tuan's article that went up on Saturday?
Significant.
We've covered the 2014 winner, C-Money. If you look back through the show notes, have a look at his 8 steps to Supercoach supremacy.
Significant.
John Bruin, the 2013 winner, has already showed us the blokes that he won't bloody touch. And now we had the 2012 winner with his story, and it's a different story of rise to power. It's a story of hope for every Supercoacher, regardless of your abilities out there.
Agreed, Jock.
Magazine, I'll put it in the show notes. If you haven't got it, you have to buy this. It is a beautiful thing. And Peter, I can say that because you put your heart and soul into that. And it's a masterpiece.
Thank you, Jock. The feedback has been most delightful.
As it should be, mate. It's a wonderful, wonderful publication. Club Jock as well. Of course, if you've missed the Club Jock monthly podcast last week, we talked through in in-depth analyticals, C-Money's 8 Steps to Supercoach Supremacy, not to be missed. There's also in the show notes. Community, have a wonderful week of fantasy football. Peter, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching One, thank you, mate.
Ah, welcome.
Have a good week, community.